Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guys. Quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. You know what? It's true. This two-part episode will be the final time that you will read my words or hear my voice as the Get Fit Guy. But don't despair, there is a great new Get Fit Guy, and he is ready to dive headfirst into guiding you on your fitness adventures. And before I actually introduce you to your new host, which is what this episode is all about, I just want to let you know how very grateful I am that you have allowed me really into your life for these last 4 years. I know there are so many places all over the internet where you can get your fitness information, and the fact that you've trusted me to lead you in this journey is not something that I take lightly. So from the bottom of my well-toned heart, I want to thank you for making these last 4 years so much fun and so gratifying. And I want to remind you that if you enjoy and you value what I bring to your fitness life, I want to encourage you to visit brockarmstrong.com, brockarmstrong.com/newsletter, to sign up for updates of where you can find me next. I have some really exciting and fun projects coming up really soon that I don't want you to miss out on. So join me. And if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm Coach Brock Arm on all of those. And if you do all that, you won't have to miss me and my movement-filled content at all. All right, with no further fooling around from me, I want to introduce you to Dr. Jonathan Sue, your new Get Fit Guy. Here's my conversation with Jonathan. So I'm so excited to actually be talking to the brand new Get Fit Guy here. And you know, I know that you are going to make a great new host for this show. And that's really because you're an award-winning physical therapist. You're a best-selling author. You've worked one-on-one with like 10,000 clients and probably more than that at this point. But in your own words, can you just tell me and tell the listeners what makes you the perfect fit as the next Get Fit Guy?
Well, thanks, Brock. The first thing that comes to mind is my desire to make fitness work for anyone, regardless of their age, weight, ability, or goals. Research shows that the benefits of being even slightly more fit are transformative, from better mood, energy, and sleep to improved brain function, protection from chronic diseases, and help with weight management. So I believe everyone should be empowered with the knowledge on how to be fitter, healthier, and happier. What also comes to mind is the unique perspective I bring, having spent years in the trenches working with diverse groups of people and goals, such as functional fitness for soldiers in the field, prevention of repetitive strain injuries for office workers, and reconditioning and fall prevention for older and frail adults. This gives me a deep base of knowledge that listeners can draw from. And at this point, I can confidently say that while I don't know everything, I know what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, that is a very diverse background for sure.
But I believe the most important reason why I'd be a great Get Fit Guy is my excitement and passion to help anyone, young or old, thick or thin, in shape or out of shape, reach their goals. The best way I can do this is by engaging with listeners, essentially by listening and staying in tune with their questions, their challenges, and their successes.
Yeah, and you actually just described the audience for this show. They are young, they are old, they are thick, they are thin, they're in shape, they're out of shape, they're all over the map. So that really does fit really, really well. And, you know, I've actually noticed that over the last few years, I've been doing this show for 4 years now, I have defined and redefined the word fitness and what it is to be fit within that time over and over again. And I don't feel like I'm actually getting that much closer to the perfect definition, but I really like the evolution of the definition. So what's the definition that you're working with right now? Like, what do you identify as being fit?
That's a great question, Brock. And I
it's kind of a mean question, isn't it?
I'm gonna have to think about this one. But ultimately, I think it depends on your age, your health, your level of function, and limitations, what your limitations are at the moment. Based on these factors, fitness can mean different things to different people, and even different things to the same person at different times in life. Being in my 40s now, I've noticed that my idea of fitness is very different from what it was in my 20s.
Right, yeah.
But if I had to nail down the definition of fitness, I would say fitness is the capacity to meet life's demands with enough energy left to pursue your purpose with vigor.
I like that one. Yeah, that's good. It's quite similar to the way that I think of it too. Maybe it's because, I mean, I think you're probably close to 10 years younger than me at this point, but we are in sort of that part of our lives where being able to just say like, oh yeah, I can bench press this much, or I can run 10K in this amount of time, starts to take a little bit of a backseat to actually being able to, like you said, meet life's demands with enough energy left to do other stuff too, not just do your workout really, really well. I like it.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Now, okay, so you've been fit for life. You're somebody who loves to move their body, and you've made it into many different versions of a career. So what's your background? What is your sort of early experience with fitness? How does that look? And then how does it look now in comparison?
Wow. So this brings back memories of being 9 years old and posting ads around.
We're going way back.
Yeah, you're taking me way back, Brock. I would put ads around the house, charging a quarter for personal training sessions. And I would have these stations set up where you would do things like lift milk jugs at one station and then push laundry baskets down the hall at another station.
Wow.
So I guess I'm an early proponent of functional fitness, right?
Definitely.
I had only 3 clients, all of which were family members, and none of them returning customers.
Wait, so siblings, parents, a mixture of the aforementioned?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Growing up, I was also a skinny kid, and I got picked on a lot. So for my 12th birthday, I asked my mom for a gym membership, and I remember hitching rides to the gym with a friend's dad at 5 o'clock every morning.
Wow.
In high school, I wrestled and played football, and I really wanted that next challenge. So as soon as I graduated high school, I enlisted in the Marine Corps.
I was going to say a lot of this story sounds very similar to me, but not that part. I went to ballet school at that point.
Which is probably as challenging or maybe even more challenging physically than being in the military.
Disciplined as well. So yeah, maybe not that different after all. So now what does it look like? What's your fitness life looking like these days?
Sure. So a typical week in my fitness life is about 30 to 45 minutes of working out 4 days a week. So 2 days are devoted to strength training and stretching. And 1 day is devoted to HIIT training. And then I'll add some core and shoulder stability work. And the final day will be devoted to like moderate intensity aerobic activity like rowing. And then also add core and hip stability to that day. I also spend at least 1 day a week outdoors chasing my two little boys around, which is a fantastic form of exercise.
Definitely. Now, I know you're also a physical therapist, and I'm really excited about that because one of the things that I've gotten a lot of questions from the listeners of this podcast about are different types of injuries or different types of ways to stay fit when you have some physical limitations or some of the things that just happen to us as we get older and we can't quite do the things we used to. There's a lot of people who are just sort of frustrated with those situations. And I'm not a physical therapist. I'm a coach. So I tend to focus on prehab rather than rehab. But I'm hoping that you'll be able to bring some rehab to this world as well. Now, what can the listeners expect in terms of your physical therapy background?
Yeah. So first, I'm just excited that you bring prehab to your work. It's commonly overlooked in the fitness world. Hmm. For listeners who may not be familiar with the term prehab, it's essentially rehab that's done before an injury or surgery to prevent injuries and make recovery from surgeries much easier. Prehab works because physical therapy concepts such as stability, mobility, motor learning, and motor control are foundational to all movement and physical function.
Right.
And what listeners can expect from me is a perspective on fitness that incorporates ideas from physical therapy to prevent injuries, address pain, and just move and feel better in general. Injuries, pain, and poor movement habits are more common than they should be, and they're easier to deal with than most people realize.
Thank you for saying that. That's, it's true. I think there's a lot of dogma and a lot of fervor around the fitness industry that tries to make it seem like a lot of this stuff is unattainable unless you spend a whole lot of money and invest a whole lot of time and stuff. But some of the stuff is just so much easier than we realize to actually deal with. So that's awesome. I'm so glad you're going to bring that to the table as well. And I know you're also a massage therapist too. So how does that work along with the physical training and the physiotherapy and also yoga therapy? That's another thing you bring to the table. How does that all sort of work together?
Yeah, sure. So with the massage therapy, I was at the tail end of my physical therapy internship. And what I realized was that there was something missing from my training. And I think most physical therapy training, which is just getting hands-on with clients, just really feeling their soft tissue. And so massage therapy adds something unique, and that's difficult to develop as a PT. You're spending an hour or more with a person treating their soft tissue from head to toe with just your hands. And after hundreds of hours of experience with people of all different ages, shapes, sizes, and physical complaints, your hands begin to develop a sensitivity that's able to pick up on subtleties that's otherwise missed.
Wow.
For example, you begin to notice global patterns of muscle tension related to stress or anxiety, or local patterns of soft tissue tautness related to overuse, a recent injury, or injury that occurred years ago. I find this information so useful that I'll typically do a hands-on head-to-toe assessment, even with fitness clients.
But then, okay, how does the yoga therapy fit into there?
Sure. So I began to study yoga therapy after co-authoring the textbook Netter's Orthopedic Clinical Examination and Evidence-Based Approach. It's in its fourth edition, released actually in March this year.
Okay. Did the listeners The listeners out there, did you guys just hear that? This is your new Get Fit guy, actually authors textbooks. So you're in good hands. But sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to point that out.
At the time I was writing the previous version of this book, I was in the Army embedded with an infantry unit. And the only person whose job was to meet the musculoskeletal needs of 4,500 soldiers. And you would think that after writing this book, I would be able to solve all of my patients' complaints, right?
Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, that didn't happen. And that's when I realized the importance of the mind-body connection. Mm. So listen, if you're constantly in a state of hypervigilance or fight or flight, you're likely going to have pain from muscle guarding or muscle armoring. And it's also going to be difficult for your body to recover from exercise or heal from injuries due to high levels of stress hormones. Mm. So I began studying yoga therapy, which bridges movement with mindfulness, breath work, visualization, and mantras, and began incorporating them into my work with soldiers with surprisingly great results. It makes sense, though, because if you think about it, you know, mind-body approaches have been used for peak performance in athletes for decades and have even been shown to be effective in sports psychology research for improving athletic performance. I found the mind-body connection to be so useful in rehab, fitness, and human performance work that I ended up completing a master's in counseling psychology years later, but I'll save that story for another episode.
Yeah, that's a great place to end, actually. And you know, I'm right along with you. Eventually, I went and studied cognitive behavior therapy and became a CBT practitioner for the same reason. There's just so much that you can either achieve or not achieve depending on your mindset, and that mind-body connection is so valuable and so important. But like you said, save it for another episode because we need to wrap this one up. But don't worry, everybody, we're going to be back next week to finish up this conversation and have my last episode as Get Fit Guy. So make sure to join us next week. Okay, as I said, we will be back with the continuation of this conversation next week. So stay tuned for more information about your brand new Get Fit Guy, Dr. Jonathan Sue. Now, my name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy, for now, asking you, what are you waiting for? Get out there and get fit.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.